This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Senior U.S. and Israeli officials landed in the United Arab Emirates Monday on a historic trip to finalize a pact marking open relations between Israel and the Gulf state. And they told Palestinians it was now time for them to negotiate peace. The delegation included White House advisor and U.S. President Donald Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner. With reporters, Kushner, a key architect of the Trump administration's Middle East policy, says he thinks citizens of both nations support moves to normalizing relations.
On the plane, we asked the pilots to fly faster because there is great urgency between the people of both countries to break down old barriers, to get to know each other, to form new and hopefully very deep friendships. While this peace was forged by its leaders, it is overwhelmingly desired by the people.
The word peace was written in Arabic, English, and Hebrew on the cockpit of the plane. Lebanon's under fire political leaders Monday designated a new prime minister, the diplomat Mustafa Adib, to tackle the country's deep political and economic crisis. The move comes hours before French President Emmanuel Macron was due to visit. Adib, Lebanon's former envoy to Germany, acknowledged in a televised speech that there is a need to reform a government in record time and to begin implementing reforms immediately. Lebanon marks its centenary Tuesday as it mourns the blast disaster, sits ruined by economic meltdown, and held hostage to a dysfunctional political system. There will be no ceremony to commemorate 100 years since French mandate authorities proclaimed the creation of Greater Lebanon, incorporating mainly Muslim former Ottoman regions on September 1st, 1920. From Washington, this is VOA News.